Good morning. This is Bill Bagshaw at KSDE. I heard a series of beeps. I think those all represent someone who's in on the call. I think here in the next couple of minutes, if you want to just give me your USD number, and I'll write those down if you want to go ahead and do those here in just a second. To mute your number, mute your line is *6, and to unmute would be #6. So if someone wants to begin and just start giving me your USD number that you're representing or serving as chair for, and I'll write those down real quick.
A USD 369, Burton.
Thank you.
USD 336, Holton.
Thank you.
USD 202, Turner.
Thank you.
USD 341, Oskaloosa and Brookridge Day School.
Thank you.
USD 208, Trigo.
Thank you.
USD 240, Hillsborough.
Thank you.
USD 314, Brewster.
Thank you.
USD 288, Central Heights.
Thank you.
USD 206, Remington.
Thank you.
USD 247, Girard.
Thank you.
Thank you. USD 400, Smoky Valley.
Thank you.
Call me. Stephanie.
Anyone else? Okay, good morning. We'll start with that. If I need to check in or somebody adds here in a little bit or steps on a call, I'll get their number written as well. Thank you for listening in with us this morning. Apologize for having to delay the call this morning as we didn't realize we had a statewide tornado drill this morning. Many of you maybe have participated in that, so we didn't want to bump up against that while you were going through those drills and so on. So I appreciate your patience and getting in. I'm sure some other people will sign on here as we go. So as we always tell you on these conference calls, the most important thing is that you're getting the information that you need, and we want to make sure that's the case today. So don't forget to either mute or unmute your line should you have questions. And at any point during our conversation this morning, if you want to ask a question, that would be just fine, because, as I said, this call is all about making sure you get some of the information that you'll need to serve as a chair in the systems that you're working with. So by now, a little bit of this is redundant, and I appreciate those of you who have been on here every other week. We've been doing these about once a week, either with the systems and then the opposite weeks, alternating weeks, with those of you that are serving as a chair. So I'll try to be very brief in some of the things that may be a little bit redundant. And so I'm assuming this morning that those of you who are listening in are serving as a chair in a system that's starting in year 1, 2, or 3. So most of our remarks this morning will have to do with that. And then we also have a conversation this afternoon with those chairs that will be working with systems that are in year 4 and 5 as we start this CUSA accreditation model. So by now, the expectation would be that all of you have had contact with the system leader, the system that you're working with, and you've had a little conversation about the process, that you had a date set for your first outside visitation team meeting here this spring. We have consistently said, ideally, those visitation team meetings would take place sometime between March 15th and April 15th. If you're a little earlier or a little later, especially if you're years 1, 2, 3, that is not an issue. That's totally fine. We understand scheduling and that sort of thing. And once you have set your meeting date, then the system leader and the chair would get together, probably on a conference call or via email, and build an agenda for what will happen that day. And the agenda would include discussions about where you've been, where you're going. All that information, of course, is laid out in the outside visitation team workbook for each respective year, whether you're in year 1, 2, or 3. The expectation would be that the entire team would be on site for that visit. Your OVT, your team, would, I think the least we have heard would be a chair and two additional members who are team members, and we've had 13 or 14 on some of the larger districts in addition to the chair. And all of that is very workable and is appropriate as you have decided to have as many people on that or as few members on that OVT team as necessary to do that work. So some of the latest developments here at KSDE, I want to talk about the information, the data, and the initial application. I think you're all familiar with the initial application that each system would go in and complete. That's the one that started last September. We asked that each system had gone into the initial report and at least completed the first four sections that basically asked us who and where, who you are and where you are, who is your chair, and what is the year that you would expect to ask for an accreditation status. So if you were year one, I think that was 2022, year two, 2021, and so on, and those who were year four or five were 2018 and 2019. And that would be reflected in your app. So I think everyone had completed that, and that's good. Beyond that, the system leader would see to it that the rest of that application or that initial KISA report was completed, ideally prior to your outside visitation team visit, and then you could share that information with your chair, and the chair then would share that information with the team, or you'd figure out how to get everybody involved and have that information. So you had some basic information to work with at your first visit that took place. So I'll stop right there. That's just kind of briefly in a nutshell what we would have expected or where you should likely be at this point. Does anyone have a question about any of those steps or any of those requirements so far?
I have a question. This is Beth with Benadine.
Sure.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
You mentioned that the report should be completed prior to the OVT visit by the system leader, correct?
Typically, that's what we're finding people have decided to do. It's basically your baseline data, where you are with any of the compliance foundationals, the board objectives, the setting of goals, and that sort of thing. Sure.
So when you say completed, should they have that in the online application completed for us to view prior, or just handwritten notes and so forth?
Well, I think I think it would be ideal to have that completed in the online application. Now, here is something that hasn't taken place that will be helpful moving forward, is if you're serving as a chair and the system went out and went in and filled out that complete initial report, you would not yet have access to that. That's just, that access is only given so far to the system. Now, what they could do, the way I would recommend that they do that, is that the KISA team leader, most of the time that's a superintendent, but not always, someone might be designated to do that. Once that report is complete, or to the extent that it's complete, you can go in there and save it as a PDF, and then you could send it to your chair, so they would then have it that way. So they wouldn't have live or real-time access, so to speak, of that report, but they would have the printed-out version of that report, and you could share that. One of the things I'm going to talk about here in just a little bit is the next steps to that and how everyone will gain access to that.
So I just have one follow-up question, and then I'll let you move on.
That's good.
I think we're all supposed to be given access to the authenticated application as chairs. So are you saying this report is somewhere else that we wouldn't have access to?
For example, what system are you the chair with?
Lansing, USD 469.
Okay. So the way it would work is your contact person at Lansing would see that that report was completed, or at least completed to the extent they felt comfortable being able to complete it. Once they did that, they could then go into that report and save it as a PDF and then send you that PDF, say, as an attachment in an email, and then you would have it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm
going to go ahead. Any other questions so far with the process? You know, I think it's fair to say, as we're all learning a little bit about this process and working through the steps, I certainly wouldn't have any anxiety if I were you as a chair for one, two, or three, because these timelines for you, while we want to get people going and get them on track and start developing a routine, those dates are really soft because we want you to wrap up, say, for example, if you're a year one start. We want you to wrap up the year one information and have the visit and have all that done this spring. But if it's a little bit later, or if you need some additional help and it doesn't quite go on that same time schedule for whatever reason, that's okay. We just want to get that in there and get through this first year, get all that information in there, have the visit, and then any questions that you might have or challenges that may come about with that, then we'll work with you on those and respond to those. So please don't lose any sleep over that. Other questions?
Bill?
Yes.
Should I be losing any sleep over my schools going through this year? Do we know what we have, any decisions being made there?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Am I talking to Nancy?
I think I
understand your question, and there's a couple of things that may just be slightly different. I understand maybe you've been talking to Jeanette a little bit recently, or playing phone tag or email tag or something. If you would like after this call, and you'd like to give me a call, I'd be happy to talk to you. But no, I wouldn't worry about anything.
Okay.
And do you want to do that? You have my number?
Give it to me.
785-296-2198. And so after this meeting, if you want, I'll be going back to my desk, and then you can give me a call. We can visit.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. I have a quick question. We've already gone through our OBT year one meeting, and when we did that, we've determined that they're actually already in year two. Can we just change it on the initial report and have them go ahead and be in year two?
Absolutely, and we would be very proud of you for doing that, because we feel like this first run through with the staggered implementation, that we don't want you to hold back and feel like you have to slow down. We want you to be as rigorous and as of quality that you can. And quite frankly, I think you've all noticed as you've gotten in through that first 2 years, there is certainly ample time in a year if you're addressing those issues to get through year one and two without too much problem, I think. If you choose to do that, that's great, and if you choose not to do it, that's totally fine as well. And I think we're finding, in response to your question too, we're finding that there are a number of systems who have said, well, we went through the year one responsibilities, or in the 0 year, we got started and we've accomplished all those things, and so do we just sit here on hold or should we proceed? And our response to you would be that you should proceed. Good question. Other questions with year one and two, three steps or process, or if others of you have had your visits as of now, you want to share something or you have a question as a result of that, this would be a good time.
Hey, Bill.
Yes. Yeah.
This is Todd Wiedemann. Hey, if we have an OVT member change, what is the process? Because I don't see any new OVT member trainings scheduled.
Well, you know, what we had heard going back a couple of months is that with the number of people who were trained to be a chair and an OVT member, we didn't hear that there was a shortage of any, and so we hadn't scheduled additional OVT trainings. And with some of the transition with Michelle Miller coming to KSDE and Jeanette in her position, is that there would be a full schedule of new trainings, or in other words, people who haven't had any training begin next fall. However, there's been one other that I can think of, question like yours, where I think it would be appropriate for you to go ahead and add that person to your team, maybe reach out to me and let me know, and we could troubleshoot that and figure out how to get them caught up and get them to feel like where they need to be with some training and some information. But logistically then, what you would do is your system leader would just go back into the initial report and hit the start button, and where it says start because they've already done it, it would become an edit button, and they can edit that and go to the section where they just simply list the OVT member names and just make the change and then save it again, just to update.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And remember, with regard to any issue of any change or any update, the system leader can always go back into the initial application and make edits or changes, if you will. The only thing I would tell you is that you don't necessarily want to go in there and just change data to update that, because that's your baseline information, so it's likely fine where it is. If you put it in there in the first time for good reason, it's probably the right information. The information that you would probably go in there and change would be information about contact information, a person on your OVT, your chair, email address, phone number, that kind of thing. Okay. If there are no other questions, then I'll move on to the next topic. Go ahead. Is there a question? If you're at your desk and you can mute your line, that would probably help. There's just a little bit of feedback, and that'd be star six, and then pound six to unmute. So, we have been working here at KSDE for the last several months on figuring out a way, and we've figured out a way. Instead of having two reports, an initial and final report, you'll only have one electronic KISA report. You'll always go into the authenticated applications and access the same report. We feel really good about what our IT department and programmer there have done for us. And so the initial report, you're familiar with that. The final report that will be completed by year five or during year five will be mostly the same information that will have evolved, will be different data, increased data, improved data, bigger numbers, whichever the case may be, more checks of the radio buttons or more selections in the dropdown. And that information, the pre-information that you put in there in the beginning and what you will put in there later, will be side by side or above and below each other, depending on how that's laid out. And so that information will be there side by side. So when the ARC, the Accreditation Review Council, looks at it, they can see where you were in year one and where you are in year five with respect to any of that information. And that will all be in there. The changes there will be is that in order to have all the information in one place, the annual summaries that the chair will be responsible for submitting each year, in year one, two, three, and four, those are annual summary reports. There are brief narratives. There are 4 to 6 question prompts that will guide the chair to put specific information in there. Those annual reports and the final one in year five will also be in that application where you can put those right into the application electronically. You can write those reports in a Word document or handwrite them or whatever you wanted to do and then go in there when you're ready. You can copy and paste. That function is in there. You can copy and paste that information into the annual summaries, or you can type it in there as a result of your handwritten copy or however you chose to do that. Once those annual summaries are completed and are in there, then they're viewable for all who have access to that report. Additionally, the OVT workbook has been split out into 5 sections, once for each year. And you know, we have talked early on about the chair completing that workbook, the fillable portion of the workbook, and then submitting it to us. So what we did is we divided that workbook into 5 segments, which are each year, year 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that is also in that electronic application that's in authenticated applications. And you can go in there and complete that or copy and paste that. And so that also is right there. And once that information is put in there, it's viewable for all to see. Now, the next step, which we're not prepared to share how you're going to do that, how to access, is something that we will get back to you. Today is March 6th. We plan on having that for release on March 19th, so you can go in there and put that information in there. And both of those will have a copy-paste function, so if you've already done it or if you've already had your OVT meeting, this first time you can put that information in there. Yes. Hello, I think there was a question.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
This is Max Heinrichs at Hillsboro. Do we put in, like if we're chairing for another school, do we put in information to the report before we have the meeting with or have gone through it with the board and the their leadership team? Or do we put that in before that, I guess?
So are you asking from the perspective of the chair what you put in, or the system leader what?
Yeah, I'm asking, as we come up with our, we have all our questions answered, we've written something up, do we put that in before we meet with the superintendent and the leadership team and the board, or do we wait until they have gone through it and have seen what we have to say and then put it in?
Well, let me answer it this way. Once we give you access to be able to put that information in there, I think it's fair to say you can put it in there whenever you want. Just know that when you put it in there, both the system leader and you or whoever has access to that KESA report can see it. And so if it needs to be updated or it's not accurate, then you should have a conversation, and you can go in there and edit it as well. So obviously we just want you to get it right. So let's say you go ahead and put it in there ahead of time, and then the superintendent calls you and says, well, there's something that you left out, or we needed more of this or that, and you think that's appropriate, then you can go ahead and do that. So, you know, the idea of being totally transparent, I think, is an asset here. So however you decide to do that and working with the system you're working with, I think, is appropriate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yes. This is Linda Thurston at Central Heights. We are going to, and I'm going to request this, I'm chair for Lyndon. I'm going to request that we have a recorder, someone there to actually be doing the typing during our visit so that both the OBT and the team, the system, can see what is being done at that time. That's just what we came up with.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. And if I was a chair, that's exactly the way I would do it. Because there are no secrets here. You're at the visit. As you're having the conversation and you're leading the visit, your recorder can be putting that information, for example, if you're year one, can put that right into that year one workbook portion in the electronic application. They can put that in there. And then, now, what we would ask you to do is just make sure that you review it and it reflects what you think it should reflect as the chair, right? I mean, that makes sense.
So right.
Even though somebody else puts it in there. Because ultimately, those are your words. So if you have somebody type it in there, that's great. But just make sure that it reflects what you observed and what you want in there. So absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Bill, I have a question. This is Tony Helfrich from Pratt.
Okay.
So I just want to confirm first, so we don't have access to the electronic version yet, because I was worried that I should already be in there. I'm a chair.
No, you're correct. You don't.
And then when we do get in there, is it going to look really similar, or is it going to even be the exact same as what we see on the workbook, the OBT workbook? In other words, those questions that I see, like goal area one, will I see those when we pull that up?
Yes, it'll be the exact same thing. It may look a little different just because it's electronic, but it's the exact same information. Right now, all I can tell you is if you went in the workbook and looked at year one, and we pulled that out and stuck it in the application as one-fifth of the workbook, it would be right there for you to type in there. Absolutely.
Gotcha. So then if we have questions that we do follow-up, do we just input our follow-up questions within those areas that are there? Or maybe it'll be obvious when I see it. Or do we just, you know, add extra questions?
I think it'll be obvious when you see it. Gotcha. We have – not only do we have – drop down and radio buttons and a text box for you to put comments and information. Then also you recognize that the system leader also has at the end of that report for everything that in the report previous, there'll be the description of what information goes in there, and they have additional space to type in there as well to supplement what you've done.
Gotcha. And I really like the recorder idea. Whoever had that, I think that's fantastic. And then, so I guess just being a chair will automatically be on a listserv that sends out the access when it's available?
It will, and I will be getting that out, or that'll come from Jeanette or myself. And it'll be very similar to the way you went in there as a system leader or the way you go in and register for any application. You go in there, put your name and address and phone number and what you're requesting. The only step is that you will have to wait until the superintendent grants you access. But we'll do some training on that. We'll have a whole conversation. We've just hired a new consultant who's going to be handling our website. We'll put that up on the website. We'll put some easy-to-follow instructions, which I already have, and walk you right through that. So whether it's as a big group or individually or however we have to, we'll walk you right through that system and how to do that.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks. And I'll go back to mute.
You're welcome. Thank you. So because of our delay this morning with our conference call here in the room and with this phone, we thought we'd be on from 10 to 11. We didn't get on until 10:30. There's another group that has this reserved, and they'll be ready to go here in a few minutes, and they're being gracious enough to give us a little of their time. So I certainly don't want to cut anybody short, but that's the basic premise of what I had to tell you today, and I wanted to answer questions. I will say this, and if you have a major takeaway from this today, here's what I want you to understand. There are two pieces to this process. There are those things that the system does, and there are those things that the chair does. And while they may overlap and it's all the same work, insofar as filling anything out or completing anything, there's no redundancy there. So what your system that you're working with provides you, handouts, worksheets, notebooks, electronic visuals, however they display that information to you during your visit, you will record that in the workbook or in your annual summary. And so there's been some conversation lately about duplicate work. And so we don't see that there's any duplicate work here. The system does their work, and you do your work, and you put what you think needs to be in the annual summary and in the workbook pages. They will have put in there all their information in the initial report, in the final report. All of the quantitative data that, if you will, any state assessment, attendance rate, dropout rate, graduation, post-secondary, all that information will be pre-populated in that report for you all to see. You don't have to do any of that. And that's some more of the training that we've been putting off here a little bit, because that will be very obvious when you see the application. And so none of that is any more important than any of the other bits of that information. Remember, in the school improvement process, the system is telling their story. They're telling their story of school improvement. And so your major focus will be on their goals and their strategies around their goals and the observations you've been able to make about how they are achieving the goals they set out to achieve. All the other data is what it is, and it's part of it. And all of this, culminates in a report that we will provide to the ARC, who, as you know, will make a recommendation ultimately to the school, to the State Board of Ed. And prior to any recommendation being made to the State Board of Ed, both you as the chair and the system leader will know what that proposed recommendation is and why, and there's some more detail about that to come out later, prior to that decision being finalized and going to the board. So there won't be any secrets and there won't be any surprises.
have a question about the initial report. After they have gone through numbers 1 through 14, there's a 15, and I assume that's done after the outside visitation team visit. But the data supporting results are, which is 15-10 through 15-15 or so, I'm confused what data you're wanting us to put in there for, like, social, emotional.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll tell you what I'll do after this meeting. And I wouldn't give this to the system, although some of you represent systems, you'll have it. We have taken the rubrics, the, say, for example, relationships, and parents, community, staff, and students. And in each one of those components, we have a list of potential evidence that you will see. I'll be in a minute.
7 minutes.
Just a minute, please.
And someone's been trying to call in on his phone.
Okay.
We have the
I will send you that. And again, I'm going to have to go, as I said, and I'm really sorry that we have to cut this short. There's another group who's been patiently waiting. Sorry that we were a little late getting started as a result of the tornado drill. I will send you some information here in just a little bit, probably come from Ashley. And if you have any other questions, why don't you email me back? Is that fine? Thank
you. Yeah,
again.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and if you have any questions, go ahead and send me an email, and I'll answer you individually. Thank you.